أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقني علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، أمين يا رب العالمين. يا الله، أمسلم أمؤمن كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ زوي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said كيس فطن، meaning he have judgment, he have wisdom, and he can see. If you come in here with me and go anywhere, you can see the condition of the ummah. People sometimes tell me, your talk has no education, you do not educate people. Let's have a topic. Let's have some topic and we follow up. The same people who tell me that, I never see them again. Wallahi, 13, 14 years I'm doing the same thing. People come, talk. Since you want, we want, and they never show up. Or they will show up once every 2-3 weeks. Or they show up once every couple of months. And when they show up, all you get from them is argue. Argue, and they leave. This is the condition of the ummah. I always say, is a huge difference between education and da'wah. I'm not doing education. I'm doing da'wah. Why? Because to be educated, you need a teacher. And to consider the person is a teacher, you have to be student. And to be student, you have to be steadfast, and you have regular sessions, and you take it step by step. But if you come once in a while, how you can be educated? Tell me. Well, the only topic we do that in our life today is Islam. You want to study biology? You go to college. You want to study physics? You go to college. You want to study real estate and have a license? You go to a college or something. You want to study cooking? You go to college. You want to study even how to fix a flat tire? You go to classes in the evening. Once we come to Islam, once in a while, according to our, if I like it. Do we have a teacher? No. Do we have a leadership? No. Do we really want to learn? No. Really, you cannot tell me I want to learn. Because if you want to learn, you have to have a teacher. If you have a teacher, you have a schedule, and you can go step by step learning. But can we learn in this way? It never works. I will be nuts if I teach you, and you will be nuts if you listen to me. Because every week I see different faces. And every face wants a different idea and different understanding. And nobody continue. Tell me how it works. Wallahi, no one of us can dare to do that in any college. Imagine you go to a college and you submit and you pay the money, and the first class you keep arguing with the professor. And the professor even didn't start yet. And you keep arguing. At least if you have some wisdom, you can argue after a couple of months, 3-4 months, when you have some knowledge about what the teacher is talking about. But you do not even have it. And this is the condition of the ummah today. I have people call me and ask me, what's going on? If we go to Afghanistan, can we fight? What happened if I'm Pakistani? Can I fight? What is the Sharia said? And in meantime, you find out in the whole Ummah today, many scholar, high caliber scholar, they already announced different fatwa. Who am I? I'm not a sheikh, I'm not a scholar, I'm not a mufti, I'm not a leader, I'm not nobody. Why you ask me? You should go to somebody you trust and ask him his opinion and finished. Somebody with a caliber. And even if you listen to him, I will give you a question. Why you go to somebody and you listen to him and you ignore somebody else? Today you have 2, 3, 4 major scholars. Each one give you different fatwa. Which one you going to go to? And why you going to listen to somebody and deny another one? Prepare the answer. Not for me, for Allah. Because once you have a topic has different opinion, you have to make sure, are you went to the scholar belong to your opinion? Or you went to the scholar, he really somehow believe, or you believe, he's the most truthful one. Even if what he said is against your opinion. We're playing game with Islam. I see it all the time. We're really in a big, deep sleeping. A few days ago, one sister came. She asked me to make some session for some woman. And she told me, Brother Ahmed, they complain about you. They said, your message is too much. Can you make it soft a little bit? I said, I have in the front of Allah a duty. I have to say what I believe now. You like it or you don't like it is not my business. Very simple. Today, look at this. And believe me, what I see in here, I see it for 14 years. This is why I stopped making any activity in masajid. Once you go the first week, maybe 10, maybe 8. If people really were, you know, concerned about you, maybe 15. 1 week, 2 weeks, 5, 6. You know, by the end of couple of months, if you have 2, is fine. I mean, been many masajid, in a few months, you find the doors closed. Do you know what I did? I do session alone, outside. And I said, oh Allah, I came for you, I'm going to continue for you. And when the time go, I'm going to leave in the same time I always leave. Because I'm not coming for you, I come for Allah. But today, we have to realize where we are. This is a condition of the Ummah. This is a condition. Somebody asked me, where are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be with the North Alliance, with the North people in Afghanistan, or the South people? We're supposed to be with Taliban or somebody else? It's a fitna, big fitna. We are in a fitna. And if you study the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever generates the fitna, he will pay the price. Who generates the fitna? Is a non-Muslim? No. We are. Because if I'm a Muslim, nobody buy me. $1 million, $1 billion, you're going to be the president, it doesn't work. If I'm a Muslim, I work for Allah. Nobody buy me. If I be sold, meaning something wrong with me. If you look at the Ummah keep drifting right and left, north, south. Why we drift all over? Because the reality of our Iman never really calculated. I was just talking to one young man, and he told me, I heard your talk. When are we going to do something? We have to do something. We have to change. I look at him, and I tell him, I do not know what to do. I smile, I laugh, I beat you up, I do not know what to do. Do you know what he said? I heard it all my life. Do you know the sentence? It never was in Islam before. It never was. This sentence is new in Islam. Only less than 100 years old, this sentence. Every group and every Muslim, he tell you the same sentence. What are we going to do? For when we going to prepare ourselves, we have to do something. But you know something? Everybody give me the sentence, he's a liar. You know why? They never prepare themselves. They jump. From nothing they want to do something. Nobody in this ummah for last now almost 100 years, they won't have tarbiyah. If we have tarbiyah, if these people have in Afghanistan tarbiyah, this will be the condition now? No way. Do you know what you see in Afghanistan? Tribalism. Tribalism and ego. Allah yarhamak ya Sheikh Kishk. One Sheikh from Egypt, may Allah give him mercy in the grave and elevate his level and all the Muslim. He used to say, this ummah today need ikhlas. Ikhlas in niyyah. He said, you cannot be a leader unless you have ikhlas. You have to deny yourself. If I'm a leader today in Afghanistan, and I did jihad against Russia, and I have ikhlas, you take the job, you take Afghanistan, you take Afghanistan, what's the problem? Even if I do not like some of what you say, I be unity with you, number one, and after that we change, or we fix the change, or the different, little by little. But the reality show up. The reality show up. The Arabic Mujahideen won't be apart. The another Mujahideen won't be apart. And the reality of Afghanistan is, in the last many hundred of years, they were under what? Different colonialism. Yes, a king before, Russia during that. Meaning, they do not have the tarbiyah. The real Islam is not there. You have some Shia, you have some Sufi, you have some people belong to the king, you have people against the king, you have some Sunni, you have some Hanafi very strict, you have some people do not like it, you have people out. What is the majority? Out. And the minority is completely confused. Every group, they like what they have. And every group believe what they have is the ultimate right. And they forget something very important. Unity. Unity. Without unity, you're not going anywhere. Why? It's a command of Allah. I said it before, one scholar, his unknown scholar from Saudi Arabia, he wrote a book. And this book, believe it or not, he wrote it almost now 10 years ago. And his, the name of the book, Ad-Durus al-Mustafada min Harb Afghanistan. The lesson can be learned from Afghanistan war. What he said? He said, number one, we allow ourselves to go in jihad when we are divided. It will never, we will never be victorious. Never. If we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember the famous story with Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu? When he was in battle with a lot of the companion, he said, and it was a battle of Yarmouk, he said, can you please, I can give you advice? He said, well, go ahead. He said, can you please allow me to be the Amir only one day? Be with me together one day. Let's have our heart united one day. And you have top companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What they said, they know Islam. He said, yes, Khalid. He said the plan, they went to the battlefield one day. The battle finished. The Muslim, they have died from among them less than 35,000. The non-Muslim, the people from the Persian at this time, they die from them over 250,000 in one day. One day. Go to the history, check it out if I made a mistake. One day and the battle finished. Why? Unity. Yadullah ma'al jama'ah. Wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'an. Also, something else we have to learn. We cannot be united and we have a different. You cannot. All the difference has to be fixed. And we have to work together with one heart, one understanding, one everything. If we have disunity in the heart, is no unity. We allow, but this happened, and we have to learn from our mistake. We allow all this to happen, and everybody is happy. According to statistics, 3.5 million mine in the land of Afghanistan. This mine, put in the ground by whom? By the Russia? No. Russia have another couple of million.
Tribes.
Jama'at. Different groups. And the really tragedy, they have no map. Nobody know where they are. You know what I'm looking at? Fitna. Big fitna. You remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Man sanna sunna tayyiba, aw hasana, falahu ajraha, wa ajra man ittaba'ahu, la yanqus min ujruhim shay'an, ila yawm al-deen. Wa man sanna sunna sayyi'a, falahu wizraha, wa wizru man tabi'ahu, la yanqus min ujruhim shay'an, ila yawm al-deen. Whoever start a sunnah hasana, what is a sunnah? Sunnah meaning a good habit, something. You start something nice, you get the reward of it, and the reward of everyone follow you until the day of judgment. And if you start sunnah sayyi'ah, if you start something bad, something is not right, you get the wizr, you get the punishment, and for everyone follow that, you get the same punishment too, until the day of judgment. Is this not scary? Now believe me, today I was have a list of different verses from different area in Quran. It tell you exactly what happened. And I see it is coming. I see it coming. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please wake up before it's too late. Because we sleepy so much. So much. To the point, we do not know what is coming. The sunnah of Allah never changed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned, in the end of time, the death and the killing between Muslim will increase. The bloodshed between Muslim increase. I saw it. The division. The famous hadith when Rasulullah sallam asked Allah, O Allah, if all the nations be against Muslim, don't let them be defeated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. If all the non-Muslim came against Muslim to defeat them, they will be a loser. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make them ba'sahum baynahum shadid. Don't let them kill each other and be against each other. Allah refuse. Allah refuse. This is a sunnah. The prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happening. Can I be a part of it? No. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Fitna. Like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. This is another fitna. A Japanese girl embraced Islam. She came to me and she asked me, I heard my husband, he's from Kashmir, he said to me, Aisha radiallahu anha said such and such, and she fought Ali ibn Abi Talib. I said to myself, a new shahada. What this has to do with Islam now? We are in the middle of a calamity. We finish everything, now we have to find out what Aisha did and what Ali did. Do you know Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu? He was sitting in the gathering with a lot of scholars. And one person, he was one of his guests, he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what do you think about what happened between Aliyah and Muawiyah and this and that? And he started talking. He said, shut up, keep quiet, put your tongue in your mouth and close your mouth. Fitna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people was fall or fail into this fitna. Why you want dirty your tongue with a fitna? Allah save you from it. Get out. Do you know what the early scholar, really the early scholar, what he said? This topic, you're not allowed to talk about it unless you are a scholar with the knowledge of history exactly, and you answer somebody claiming something against Islam. At this time you talk. Because if you are a amma, if you're an average person, do you have the knowledge? No. Do you know exactly what happened? No. Do you know all the report? No. What are you talking about? And what's the benefit? What it will benefit you? You finish all Islam, the only thing will happen, justice for a particular area and time. This is a fitna. What we learn from that? When the fitna of Allah come, the heart will be diverted. And the heart will be away from Allah. Because in any given time, you will not be questioned about if the Swiss Air went bankruptcy or not. If Continental going to lose money or not. You will be questioned about what you're doing today as a Muslim. This is a problem. We talk, we meeting, talk and meeting, and nothing is accomplished. Is this not blindness? And the ummah keep going down. I have another girl. She's not a Muslim. It was in the college in NYU last week. She asked question. She said, you guys complain about the media. What about you? Why you do not have your own media? Why you do not have at least buying airtime? Imagine 10, 15 million Muslims in America and we cannot have even a few hours. Because if you have the money, you go. Where is the money? Is the Muslim Ummah in America do not have the money? Believe me, they have. If you want to gather any money to make a station, no time. But where is the heart who really want to work for Allah and sacrifice for Allah? Just see the amount of doctor and engineer in United States and see how much money they make and where the money is going. If every doctor and every big engineer in America give $5,000-$10,000, the station will be done in no time. And even if you cannot get a station, you will buy airtime, no problem. A few hours daily or a few hours weekly. No problem.
Every family
$10. Because if every family $10, $10 times 10 million, you have $100 million. But where is the leader? Where is the heart? Where is the people who think? And even if you get this station, it will be another Afghanistan. Every group want to talk. And every group will claim what they talk about is wrong. And we will contradict each other. Why? The tarbiyah never take place. Don't ever forget that. The tarbiyah never take place. Because if we have the tarbiyah and the right understanding of Islam, we'll never be like that. We'll never be like that. We will have a different, but we'll be united. The companion has a different opinion, but when the time is right, you are united. I was shocked when somebody recorded something in the TV and he gave me the tape. The Sikh or the Hindu, when they visited George Bush, all of them was a big turban. All kind of color, mashallah. And when the people, the leader supposed to be, the Muslim leader went, no even one person has a kufi. All of them three-piece suit and tie and no even a kufi. Imagine if the non-Muslim sees that, where is the Muslim? Supposed to be the Muslim has a certain shape, certain design,
Simple.
Where is that? Wallahi, I swear by Allah. Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, in one of his fatwa, he said, the kufi is a sunnah, mustahab. when you are in salah or when you are in different area. If you are in a non-Muslim land, become fard. He give a fatwa, it become fard. It become obligation. And when they ask him why, he said for two reasons. Because a Muslim in a land of non-Muslim, he is supposed to do what you call it tamiz. Tamiz meaning, I should look different. And to recognize, to each other, can give each other salam. And if one sister walking in the street, she has a problem, she can call, oh Muslim, come help me. Imagine where is that today. Our woman, we have to push her to wear niqab and hijab, which according to Sharia, but we dare even to have a kufi, to be recognized. This is a big calamity. What are we talking about? We talk about the essence and understanding of Islam and where we are. And after we hear that, where are we going? Something sweet, some drink, good night, bye-bye, salamu alaykum, and that's it. Any change? No. Any willing to change? No. Really? And you want to do something, do with whom? Where is the men? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, all he does, or all he did, he prepared men to love each other. Number one, love Allah. Love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love each other. When this love for Allah and Rasulullah come down, the bond becomes strong. To the point the companion used to say, when we leave each other and go into our family, we used to have a shawq to the brother in Islam, because our love to each other was above our love to our family and kids. Look at that. They love each other. They know the bond. The bond for Allah above any bond. Your wife you can divorce. Your mother or your father can die. But the bond between us as a Muslim for Allah never die. Because the one who junction us is Allah. And Allah will never sick and never die. Do we understand that? No. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة إنما. The Arabic people, they said, believe me, I do not have Arabic at all. I'm very bad in Arabic, but some little bit of knowledge. إنما, they said, نافية وجازمة وحصر, meaning no way you will be together as a brotherhood until you become a mu'min. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, only the believer is brotherhood. Only. I discovered that almost 14 years ago, Allah bear witness of what I'm saying. I said, okay, if we cannot be a brotherhood, what it mean? The problem is not the brotherhood. The problem is the reality of iman is not there. Because if we have an iman, like some of the elders said, iman is like the glue. Once we have iman, we get glued together. If we do not have iman, is no glue. Meaning we always will be apart. By this way, in any given time, if you find this situation is what's going on, only talk about iman and yaqeen. Build iman and yaqeen to Allah. The moment we have iman and yaqeen in Allah, don't forget, if I have Allah, you have Allah, he has Allah, he has Allah, we have to be united. But if the level of Allah is different, two parts, we have to be apart. Allah is one, Quran is one, the Prophet ﷺ is one, the Sunnah is one. But why all the different? Once you see a big difference in the ideology and understanding, you have to know is a big difference in iman, not in understanding. Because if we go toward Allah, all of us has to meet. Automatically. If we just focus on one topic, only iman and yaqeen, we have to meet. Because today, why we cannot have airtime? Because the love of akhirah is not there. And the love of dunya is there. The love of dunya is there, and the love of akhirah is not there. Believe me, you can find 10-15 Muslims in America, only 10-15, they can give you station like that. Because you are very, very wealthy Muslim in America. You believe it or not, very much. But where is the heart? In dunya. In dunya. All this organization, if they come together and they just make an effort to gather some money and they get together and put it in one bucket and this called media, it's finished. Ya Allah. Believe me, go and read. Please read Surah Ar-Rum, Ar-Ra'd, Saba', Fussilat, Ghafir. You will hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said it many times in many places. Walk in earth. See what the people before you. They was more stronger than you. And they built the earth more than you. And they decorated more than you. And see what I did with them. What about Saba'? What the make story about Saba'? Allah give them. Allah will send barakah. The land was growing. People used to say, they walk underneath the tree and the tree just dumped. They do not even have to pick. A lot of barakah. But what they did? They was very happy with what Allah gave them. Allah destroyed them. What's the difference today? The Muslim in America, what they did? They happy. Happy of what? Dunya. Their life. Their status. Where's Islam? It's not there. And I see it coming. I bear witness in the front of Allah. I'm telling you now, I see it coming. And it will come so fast before we know. And at this time, you cannot run. You cannot escape. The fitna will be so much. And at this time, the only thing will save you, iman and yaqeen. If you have it, you will be saved. Even if you be cut into pieces. If you do not have it, you finished. Because your money will not be benefit. Your house will not be benefit. Your car will not be benefit. Your status will not be benefit. A man said to me, almost now 12 years ago, in West Point Military Academy. He was the head manager of the power plant. And at this time I used to go fix the computer controlling the power plant. He told me, I like you, but I will give you advice. Take your family and leave this country. I said, why? He said, we will get you. I said, what do you mean we? He said, you guys is not organized. You guys has no plan. You guys have no communication. You guys have nothing. When we get you, you will become for us some chicken. We will take care about you in no time. I said, why? He said, it's a lot of hate. I said, when it will happen? He said, when you see the economy go down, and the white collar start losing job, and the blue collar start taking a home, you know it's coming. This is what he said. I said something else. He said the truth, but for one reason. When you see Allah open dunya for you as a Muslim, when you see Allah open for you dunya and you neglect in Islam, when you see you not worry about Islam at all, and you have no Islam in your life, and Islam is just a title, some ritual, and that's it, but no Islam in your life. You do not want to learn. You do not want to teach. You do not want to be a Muslim. You do not want to show Islam. You do not want to be part for Islam. You do not want to think about Islam. Remember, Allah will take care about us. Like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. فَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْلِلَ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message, Allah will get rid of you. And He will bring another people and you will never be like you. What happening today? This is what I see. And even Allah give us a message and we do not want to wake up. Because now, once American start is, Ya Allah, now everybody in dunya again, exactly like you never hear anything. Everybody planning, everybody working. And what we doing? Meeting and talk, meeting and talk, meeting and talk. And what's the action? No action. If anything happened, we would be a chicken without no anything. Just a bunch of chicken. I see it coming. I swear by Allah, the sunnah of Allah never change. The sunnah of Allah never change. And Allah will save only those who work for Allah and they have Allah in the heart. It doesn't matter what you have. Allah do not care how many of us will survive. This, Allah do not care about that. Allah care about where is Islam? Where is Islam in earth? Where is the Muslim to carry Islam? This is what Allah worry about and care about. How many of us doesn't care? We talk about it all the time. Read in the history. When the Tatar came, when the Mongolian came, the river of the Iraq was blood. They said, we see the red of the river for mile and mile away. The books was burned. Why? Look again what happened. And they have knowledge. They have beautiful knowledge. They have beautiful library, beautiful colleges. Why Allah did that? Because if you study at this time, they used to call it ilmul kalam or asrul kalam. When people was into knowledge and knowledge become like a decoration. The Khalifa, the Amir, the people, every group has a different group of scholars. And certain night, you have a night of scholars. And you keep giving them questions and they compete each other, debate, and dancing and singing and women and drinking. And everything was mixed. And palaces and... If you read the history, Ya Allah, look at Spain. In the beginning, was there a jihad for Allah and spread Islam and knowledge for Allah, they developed beautiful Andalusia. After that, wonder what happened. They get a lot of money, a lot of women, a lot of wealth, similar. They get happy of what they have. Palaces, woman, slave, wasifat, everything. And wonder what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not sleep. The sleep meaning Allah sinned. The king of France and different king. Talk, tik, talk, talk. George II, he made the Muslim at this time like chicken. According to the statistics of history, almost 70% become Christian. 70%. In the beginning, they embrace Christianity in the audience just to save themselves and used to pray inside. The second generation was completely Christian. A tiny portion crossed and they went to Morocco. Another small group, they ran all over. And most of them died between hunger and the weather and everything. But the one who stayed, the majority become Christian. Why? Does anybody know why? Again, Iman. Iman. Even the famous, one of the Khalifa at this time, I forget his name now. They call him the Weaver. When his mother meet him in the entrance of Granada, you know, he should have heard him weeping. She says, what are you doing? You're weeping like a bunch of women? And instead of weeping, go do something. This is what you've done. And now you're weeping? I do not know where we're going. It will time come, we will weep, but it will be too late. I know sometimes some people said, your talk is so scary. Your talk is so bad. You should talk different. But what I can tell you, this is the sunnah of Allah. Sunnah of Allah never change. We so sleepy, we do not want to wake up. If you believe in this meeting is good, how come you do not announce it all over and encourage people? If we do not encourage for goodness, who we are? Who we are? If you believe you what you hear, it benefits you. It should change you. And it should make you work for it. This is the Muslim. أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدال على الخير كفاعله. The one he lead to goodness equal to the one he's doing it. We know we are to sleeping, but what are we doing? How come no change? Everywhere I go, no change. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, the only people I find a lot of change, the new Muslim. The new Muslim, I spend beautiful time with them. I have last night in my house a young man from one country, I'm not going to mention where it's from, supposed to be a Muslim, and his wife embraced Islam 6 months. He came to me and told me, I want to talk to you in private. I said, what about it? He said, I'm scared for my wife. I said, why? He said, today I find something strange about her. I said, what is strange? He said, she takes a small hijab off and she put a big hijab. And she cover all her body. I'm scared for her. Do you know what I saw? She has iman, he doesn't. She fear Allah, he doesn't. He worry about rizq. He worry about tomorrow. I'm Allah giving. You know? What I can tell you, this is a condition of us. People sick in the hospital and their own family even they're not visiting them. They're not even visiting them. Tell me what we learn. What topic we can benefit from if we do not have Allah in the heart. A young girl came to me, 21 years old, and I see she has some problem. I said, what's your problem? She said, I want to settle down. I said, what are you looking for? Are you really want to marry? She said, yes. I said, what kind of quality of man are you looking for? She said, I want a man to teach me Islam and to help me to be a strong Muslim. Where is such a man? Show me, where is such a man? And believe me, she's very pretty, she's very nice. But where? Where is men? Where is men with quality? This is a reality. A Muslim, the real Muslim, he realizes first where we are, what's the condition, and we start from there. By this way, where do we start? Iman and Yaqeen. I always talk about it, Iman and Yaqeen. Talk about Allah. Talk about Jannah. Talk about Akhirah. Love Allah, love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Live it in your heart. Let it grow. Somebody tell me how. I said you have to talk about it. You have to sacrifice. We know now a lot of people looking for Islam. How many of us cutting from his budget and buying different books and spread it to the right people? Where? I was talking to somebody, I cannot mention his name, and I found out he went and he found a small booklet and he make a copy. Do you know why? Cheap. Meaning it will cost him maybe 40 cents, 50 cents, the whole thing. But in the market now, beautiful books, very powerful. Very beautiful, powerful books in the market. But expensive. We're not willing to do that for Islam. Once I tell you the books are like $18, $16, wow. No. Give me something for $2, $1.50. You know? Is this a sacrificing for Islam? Imagine if you get some nice people in your area and you sacrifice and you give them some of these books and by the will of Allah they become a Muslim. This is the ultimate jihad. You want to change that? Really, America? Do da'wah. Day and night, but not to, by tongue, by action, Iman will come. I promise you, Iman will come. Honest to Allah, how many of us have cut from his budget for da'wah to Allah? How many of us now in a car and in a house all over, you have many, many books about da'wah in different level and different kind of people? Where? And we want Allah to be with us. We are a dreamer. Allah ma'at tawabin. Allah مع الصابرين. Allah مع المتقين. Certain quality. Allah did not say in Quran, أنا مع الغافلين. I'm with a sleeper. You will never find it. This is where we are, my brother. This is where we are. You tell me you have some questions.
A question only I had about, I asked you one time, the same question, that a lot of people, they have these questions, like you just mentioned about Iman. But beside the Iman, some people, they mentioned that there's a Sunnah of Rasul also. Certain time of the Islam, some people, because of like say, if you're isolated, you're living all by yourself in a community, there's no other Muslim living over there, what are the responsibilities of the Muslim to protect himself so that he will not be hated or he should not be targeted?
Okay.
Either men or women both.
MashaAllah, you ask me a very beautiful question and believe me, I give you the answer already. And this, believe it or not, one scholar explained it to me almost now 14, 15 years ago. One of the most criminal act a Muslim ever done, be greedy and be selfish and think, when you are living in a non-Muslim country, if I'm fine, my wife is fine, my kids is fine, all of us good Muslim, no problem. Do you know what happened? You, the first one, will be targeted by Allah. And I can give you proof after proof from Quran and Sunnah. You, the first one, will be targeted by Allah. Why? Because when you live in a non-Muslim country, if you follow the Quran and Sunnah, you will find the basic is you have to spread and change environment. Changing environment will not come without da'wah, without be working for them. Because you forget something. Look at how blind we are. We forget we are part of the environment. If the environment becomes sour, the price in us. And we have it right now. It starts showing up. I have a sister, may Allah give her a blessing, inshallah. She born in Iceland. Listen to this, she born in Iceland. From Turkish background. And she are the wife of the author of the Halal Pack magazine. She called me and she asked me a question. She said, in my area is a group of people. They have a masjid, they have a musalla, they have a school, they have everything, but they do not interact with nobody. And they believe they have to be good to themselves. What do you think about that? I said, they will be the first one will be tortured. Do you know who said that? Allah. Allah. Anybody remember the famous hadith? When Jibreel alayhi salam came down to torture a village in Bani Israel, and he found a pious man. Never commit one sins. Never commit sins for 100 years. And Jibreel alayhi salam went to Allah and said, Ya Allah, what I do? And he's supposed to flip the whole village upside down and destroy it. He said, I find one of the worshippers. He never commits sins, Ya Allah. He said, فَبِهِ إِبْدَأْ يَا جِبْرِيلِ. With him starts the torture. He said, why, Ya Allah? He said, كَانَ يَرَى مَعَصِيَتِي فَلَا يَتَمَعَرْ وَجْهُ. He used to see my sins, and even his face never get red. You see, we are the khayr ummah, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. أُخْرِجَتْ. We are the best mankind. Two came out from mankind. What are you doing in America? Kuffar, kuffar, they do this, they do that. What are you doing? Shaitan is working. The kuffar is working. And what are you doing? Making money. Making shaqqa. You know, apartment, buying a land, buying a bunch of cow, try to making a business overseas. What about the business of Islam? I always say, do you know, as a Muslim, you have a job. You are a merchant. in the non-Muslim land, you are a merchant. What is your product? What is your, you know, the things it's supposed to be sold? What is your merchandise? Islam. Islam. Wallahi, something last night happened to me amazing. The same young man and woman, I tell you about it. The parents from North Carolina. And the girl came to me almost 10 o'clock in the evening. Do you know why? She concerned about her father. He asked her 3 questions. I told her, can you please call him for me? But ask him nicely. And her husband, he's a nice young man, but he have no understanding of Islam. And he have a lot of argue with his father. The father, I have 3 questions about Islam. I give him the answer. I find him, mashallah. He tell me, can I have something between me and you and do not tell it to them? I said, why? He said, I love my sister so much, my daughter so much. And I love her husband. I might not like him, but I love him. And I care about him. When this World Trade Center happened, the following day I was talking to him harshly over the phone. Can you please ask him to forgive me? I want him to forgive me, but I do not know how. He's refused to talk to me. I know I'm guilty. I know I was not supposed to talk to him harsh like that. This is a non-Muslim. Talk about Muslim. Tell me, who's the criminal now? Do you know, right away, I tell him, give me 1 moment. And the young man, I tell him, listen, you have to apologize to him now. And you too, both of you. Because I felt it in his voice. Do you know, in the end of night, not even 5 minutes after apologization, do you know what he said? He won't send him a beautiful new, brand new car to help him. And he feels guilty about the way he talked to him. Look at these people. Is he ready? But where we are? Where we are? By this way, in America or any place, because today, don't forget, it's no different between America and Pakistan. Really. If you really study the Muslim Ummah, it's no different between one place and another. Actually, today you can exercise Islam until today in America much better than any place else. Today in America you have only 2 fitna. The fitna of woman and the fitna of dunya. In our country you have the poverty, the hypocrite, the stealing, the poverty, the robbery, the bribes, the eyes, the hasad, the zulm, the oppression.
Everything.
You name it, you have it. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Miss Mercy, this scholar, again Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he said something amazing. Believe it, this man's a pious man. Some people even consider him astaghfirullah and kafir.
Taymiyyah.
Yes.
Ibn Taymiyyah.
Yeah. Different groups today. 80% of the Muslim scholar become kafir, ahli bid'ah. The people who are living today. The one, none of them can be even a dot of his own fingertips. Do you know what he said? He said something amazing. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will send his barakah in a kafir adil, in an unbeliever but just. And he will not give it to a Muslim dhalim. And he will not give it to a Muslim dhalim, oppression. Do you know why? If you refer, you remember the hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, the famous hadith about Qadr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتَ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي يَا عِبَادِي لَا تَظَالَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I make dhulm is forbidden over me. O my slave servant, don't oppress each other. Do you remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, اتقوا دعوة المظلوم حتى لو كانت من كافر فإنها تصعد إلى عنان السماء ولا تعود إلا حتى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقبلها ويقول رب العزة لها لأنصرنك حتى بعد حين. He said, fear the dua of the oppressor, the oppressed one, even if he's a disbeliever. It will go all the way to Allah. And will said to Allah, I will not go back until you accept me. Give me justice, ya Allah. Allah, he promised, I will give you justice even after some time. Oppression. Do you think if you are good today and as a Muslim, and your wife is good, and your father is good, everybody is good, but you're not doing da'wah, you are a zalim. In the front of Allah, you are a zalim. Because you deny people the right. The right is to spread Islam. This is the minimum. The right to give them the right of the neighbor. The right to be kind and generous. The right to have a budget from your budget of your money and spread Islam for it. And if you cannot, give it to those who do. You have no excuse. There's many ways today. If you believe in Allah wa Rasuluh, if you believe your job, like one scholar, he always said, today a Muslim do not know, is a huge difference between fara'id and a job. The fara'id is salah, siyam, zakah, fasting, dhikr, this and that, nawafil, all this belong to you. But what is for Islam? Tell me, what is for Islam? All the worship for you, only you, you're the beneficial. Is not your job. This obligation and the nawafil for your benefit, not to benefit anybody in mankind. All this to actually build you to be able to spread Islam. If you do not spread Islam, I do not spread Islam, nobody spread Islam, who will spread it? If you busy, I'm busy, you busy, he's busy, he's busy, I have a wife, you have a wife, everybody have a wife. Is this what the companion said? Is this what the companion said? I believe today we understand Islam much better than the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not understand Islam, but today we understand Islam. They left the wife and house and everything, even Mecca and Medina, for Allah. And we came for dunya unhappy. And we're not willing even to have little bit from the dunya for Allah. Who understand Islam and who do not understand Islam? And we talk, and nothing is going on. This means the heart is dead. If we talking and you're listening and you're not doing anything, something wrong. Is this answering your question, my brother? The first one will be torture. In the time of torture of Allah is the pious Muslim. Unless you are really spreading the deen of Allah. And I said it many times in many places. Go to Surah Hud, verse 112 to 117. Read it carefully, you will find it. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مِهْلِكُ أَهْلِ الْقُرَى بِذُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. He did not say صالحون. مُصْلِحون. Allah will not destroy any village or any town with the people inside مُصْلِحون. Where the people really is spreading the right word. You have to. You have no choice. What about if you go to Pakistan? You have to. Because today, the whole ummah need da'wah. Muslim need da'wah. The non-Muslim need da'wah. Everybody need da'wah. Everybody need it. Muslim cannot feed ourselves because if you study, believe it or not, the chapter of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi al Munkar. One, just read this chapter in any book. Read the chapter of Ukhuwa fillah, brotherhood. Read the chapter of Dhulm. You will find out what you see is already prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if you do, Allah will do. If you do, Allah will do. If you do, Allah will do. And if you left, Allah will give. If you left, Allah will give. What you see all over is from us. Every place you will find the calamity according to the situation. Of what? Of the heart. كَمَا تَكُونُ يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. The way you are, Allah will make your leader similar to you. You tough, Allah will send somebody tougher than you. Like one scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, you want to know how Allah will deal with you? See how you deal with mankind. If you're Rahim, Allah will be Rahim with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Hilm, it will never enter to any action or any person except with Rafa. ما دخل الحلم في شيء إلا زانا وما دخل الظلم أو الفحش في شيء إلا شانا. حلم, anybody have حلم, Allah elevate. Anybody have toughness and فحش, Allah disgrace. This sunan, sunan of Allah. Sunan of Allah. You see, let me tell you something today, honest to Allah. You cannot argue with nobody. You cannot argue with nobody. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tell us, don't argue even if you're right. By this way today, just learn. Because today the ultimate weapons of any Muslim today is knowledge. The right knowledge. Because we so ignorant. But start not with the knowledge of this. Start with the knowledge who's Allah. Start with how who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and building a relationship between Allah. Study who's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who speak Arabic, please. And even who speak Urdu, you will find it in Urdu. Is a book called Ash-Shifa. So beautiful book. Very beautiful book about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find answer you cannot believe it. Is by one of the very beautiful scholars of Andalusia. His name Al-Fadl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi. Al-Qadi Al-Fadl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi.
Ash-Shifa.
Ash-Shifa. So beautiful book. If you read it, it will make you cry day and night. You will beat up yourself every night. Because the whole book about only one thing. The right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The right and his makana. Because today, we do not really love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not give Rasulullah his level. We do not give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion their own level and respect.
By chance, you know, the Quran, he didn't mention the name of Hawa, the Quran, he only mentioned Adam, because there is one Christian, Egyptian Christian, he told me that, adopting. I didn't go to him and he said to me that if the Quran, he didn't mention the name of Hawa, only Adam, that means it's not complete. And also, is by chance also the Quran, he didn't mention that Isa will come back again, but I heard that the Prophet ﷺ, he said he's going to come back again.
You see, what happened is everybody say, but why they say what they say? Because they know we are ignorant. Like one person, he came to me in different way. He told me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Isa alayhi salam, he did. He died. And you guys claim he's not died. And he showed you the verse when Isa alayhi salam said, فَلَمَّا تَوْفَيْتَنِي. But when you see this, you have to study. This is when the day of judgment. By this way, they give you a part of a verse. Listen to me carefully and don't ever forget what I'm going to tell you. You want to answer anybody without any scholar? Anybody give you a verse? Read three verses before, three verses after. You will get the answer automatically.
The day I was born and the day I will die.
That's it.
That it has written, but it is in contact with when you will be.
Exactly.
Dead.
When this is a conversation happened in Jannah, in a day of judgment. Because according to us, yes, he will come back, and yes, he will die. But again, they playing game with words.
So that means he's coming back.
Sure.
And also
again, you will find all this in Riyad al-Salihin. Very simple book. You will find it in the end. Al-Ma'thura.
About Hawa. If not, Hawa is not mentioned in the Quran, but you know, is mentioned Adam and Zawjo. Mm-hmm. But he didn't mention the name.
You see what happened?
That has any effect on Asad?
What happened is, if you know Islam, you will know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, "U'tita al-Quran, wa mithlahu ma'i." Allah give me Quran and similar with me. Not everything in Quran. Quran give you the main fundamental things. But the real translation and understanding of Quran in the Sunnah. And this is why people who claim we have to believe only in Quran, this is the enemy of Islam. Because once you take Quran out and you have no Sunnah, finished. You will never understand it.
And except for the 25 prophets, no other name has been mentioned, neither of any woman has been mentioned.
Exactly.
Except the wife or mother, general terms, you know.
Yeah.
No specific name has ever been mentioned.
What about Salah? What about Zakah? What about Hajj? What about death? You will find no any details about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you any detail about anything. Who give you the detail? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because if you know any messenger or a prophet, he have three jobs. Number one, to get the message, to receive it. Number two, to set the example by implemented by himself. He's a role model, who's a teacher. And number three, to convey it to others. By this way, if you do not take the example of the Muslim from Rasulullah, who are you taking it from? He is our teacher. This is why today, once you deviated from the Sunnah, you finished. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many hadith, go get At-Tarhib wa-Tarhib, is a beautiful book, and read the part of the Sunnah. Read Riyad al-Salihin again. Mishkat al-Masabih is many, many beautiful book. And when you go to the chapter of Sunnah, read all the ahadith about Sunnah and the ahadith of when you do not implement Sunnah. What will happen? But even Sunnah today, we misunderstand it. This needs a lot of education. Please go buy a Shifa. You will find it, maybe you will find it in underneath the Masjid al-Farouq in Brooklyn, you will find it in Jersey City, you find it in Basaiq Center, you will find it many places. And people who speak Urdu, believe me, call somebody and tell them, I need a Shifa by Al-Fadl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi.
Andalusi.
Yeah. You will find it.
The book it say Al-Shifa?
Al-Shifa. Not Al-Shifa, Al-Shifa. So beautiful book. It talk only about the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe today, every Muslim should have this book and read it. Believe it or not, in the end, he give you a lot of detail about different topic. One of them, all the topic you mentioned. Any question, any concern?
This, Allah, you are talking about this one family from Hadramaut, who are Imam Abdullah ibn Haddad, Alawi, they are not the same as us.
No.
That is Alawi, they say.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. What happened is the name of Alawiya is just like I said, a cartoon to hide their own identity. Because if you study them, actually, they are worse than Masonic. They are worse than Masonic. They have no faith. But even one of their belief is when you have anything, you go and make believe you make Salah. You make believe, you make salah. Just by this way, nobody can say you're not a Muslim. Ask any Syrian, but good Syrian, ask him, what is Alawiya? Because he live together. But good one, educated one, he will explain it to you.
What we have been discussing before the session, that we know that we are like around the state of Makkah.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed that before. Now, when we look at the position of Afghanistan and what's happening there, can they claim that this that same conditions they are going through it because they are trying to establish Islam and they're going through hardships because same thing happened during the early part of Islam? Or how can we explain that? And
for me, may Allah forgive me, but in the front of Allah, I will tell you what I believe. I know some people might not like it, but I will say it. I believe any Muslim generates zulm, the price is high. I believe in Afghanistan it was a lot of zulm between each other. A lot of zulm against women and children. Because if you study Sharia, Sharia has to be implemented with mercy. you cannot implement Sharia by sword, by you know, by just beating up. You cannot, because people will not obey you for Allah. People will obey you for the punishment. Look at even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the day he become Khalifa. He in the front of the people in the member, he make dua and let people make ameen. And the first thing he said, "Oh Allah, I'm tough. Make me soft, Ya Allah." And he get a very tough man next to him. And he said, "I will give you a job. If you do not do it, I cut your head off. If you see me do any awijaj, if you see me deviate little bit, beat me up and wake me up." You see? And this whom? Umar. Umar is the one, 19 verse in Quran came to support Umar's decision. The one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if it will be a messenger and prophet after me, it will be Umar. And if you study his mercy, Ya Allah. I will give you a story about his understanding of Islam. He prohibited alcohol and gambling. It's part of Islam and Sharia. And he heard from his people, in such and such house, every night they drink and gambling. Every time he go and attack them, he find nothing. He decided to spy on them, because he have information, they doing it. He sit outside in a bush, he spy, he see everybody going, they laughing, they giggling, they fighting, they gambling with money and everything, and wonder what he did. Umar ibn Khattab, he was big, very big. He jumped over the roof and he went inside and caught all of them in action. You know? But listen what happened now. This Umar and his Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Khalifa of all the Mu'mineen. And he said, I caught you in action. And you have to pay the price. He said, Umar, I will take you to Allah. I commit one sin, you commit four.
Fine.
He said, how? Look at him, he's scared. He has taqwa. He forget what he did now. He forget these people gambling. He forget what they drinking. You know? He said, how? He said, don't worry about it, maybe it's finished. He said, you do not come in here unless you're spying, right? He said, yes. He said, spying is forbidden. He said, okay, this one. He said, second, you came in here because you heard the gossip about me and you did not check it out. The second is forbidden. He said, you're right. He said, number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, come to the houses from the front and do not come from the back. And you did two things. You do not came from the back and you came with dhulm from the top. And you're even causing damage in my roof. If tomorrow we go to the Qadi, I have to get my right from you. And in the Day of Judgment, I have to take you to Allah and get my right. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he fell down. He fell down and he was shivering and he started crying and he said, forgive me. He said, okay, you want me to forgive you in one condition. He said, what is it? He said, don't do it anymore, Ya Umar. Don't do it anymore and you do not see nothing. He said, you get what you get, what you said. But he said, please, you will forgive me in the Day of Judgment? He said, I will forgive you. Is Umar is a hypocrite? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Is Umar is a coward? No. Is Umar get bribed? No. What is it? It is the truth. It's the truth. Is the truth. This people really was the owner of the truth. If you see the condition in last 5-6 years in Afghanistan, what is it? Where is the mercy? Why is the people running away? Somebody said, okay, they do not want implement Sharia, they are different tribes, everything. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. From the mercy of Allah, Allah make you lean, soft. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّ الْعَنِيزُ الْقَلْبَ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلَكَ. The number one to be a leader, you have to be kind. You have to be kind. Like one Khalifa, he was looking for a qadi, he was looking for a judge. Look at these people understanding and look at us. And he asked his the Mashura people. He said, who we can elect as a qadi? They said, elect Sheikh so and so. He said, no. They said, why? He said, he has good knowledge, but he's tough. He will treat people with toughness and I will be responsible. He said, give me another name. He said, Sheikh so and so. He said, he's so soft and he doesn't have azm. He will make things easy and people's right will be gone. And justice will be gone. They said, you're right. He said, Sheikh so and so. They keep saying different one. And they said to him, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for one. Have knowledge, have adab, have rahmah, have hikmah, and he's just. He said, don't get me somebody with four, I need with five. And otherwise he will cause mischief. If he are just without wisdom, he will cause mischief. If he's tough without rahmah, he will cause mischief. If he's soft without judgment and wisdom, he will be too soft and the right will be gone. Look at their understanding. He want what? He want mercy mixed with wisdom, mixed with ilm, mixed with adab. Do you remember what Allah said about Sulaiman? And this is another problem today we do not have. When the two people came to Sulaiman and Dawood alayhi salam, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا عِلْمًا. We make Sulaiman understood it, and both of them have knowledge. The early scholar takes this verse and they explain it to you. It's a huge difference between knowledge and fahm. You can get the knowledge, but Allah can snatch the fahm from you, the right understanding. If you look today, some scholar, they sold. Some scholar, they're so tough. Some scholar, they don't care. It doesn't work. You can have the knowledge, but only if you're just, with hikmah and piety and adab, Allah give you nur, give you fahm. And fahm from Allah, not from books. You do not get fahm except from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We only make Sulaiman understood it. And both of them, they get knowledge. And we know how many stories about Sulaiman, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many understanding his father do not have. Where he get it from? Allah.